This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And that one was I Still Do by Why Don't We. Right now, though, we are very fortunate to have the talented Tash York join us in for an interview this morning. Tash is a singer, an improviser, a cabaret performer, an MC. The list goes on and on with how
that's,
capable
that's almost
it.
Exhausting. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear a giggling in the back?
Handy resume.
Very handy.
No, but we're very lucky to have a chat with her this morning. Tash, how are you feeling since the last time we spoke, actually?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Out of Melbourne Fringe today. I can't believe it's already September. The year's flown by. But yeah, no, feeling awesome, feeling excited and happy to be back on the show.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. But before we jump into that one, for our listeners who may not know too much about you, we thought we'd ask you, have you grown up always with a passion for cabaret and musical improv? Like, how did you get into this industry?
I actually grew up thinking I was going to be a very serious actress, and I did a lot of drama for a lot of years as a kid, and, you know, I never really sang all that much, to be honest, until sort of my later years in high school. And then I got into musical theatre and did that for a lot of years, sang in a couple of bands, and then finally went to, you know, college for, you know, acting and drama and also doing a business degree at the same time because, you know, that's smart. And then ended up going to musical theatre school for 3 years at the Queensland Con. Thought, you know, I was going to, like, live all of my best music theatre dreams there. Really discovered how hard it is to be a music theatre performer over those 3 years. And also the fact that I can't dance. So that was a lot. And once that finished, I was like, huh, what can I do that involves all of these things, which is me singing, me talking a lot, and also, you know, just having an affinity for being around dodgy venues that have really cool lighting. And that was it. Cabaret was the way forward. So moved to Melbourne from Queensland. And, yeah, the cabaret scene in Melbourne hasn't been able to get rid of me ever since.
Oh, that's fantastic. So obviously you've been around Melbourne for a little while. What do you feel about the Melbourne music scene and the Melbourne cabaret scene? Do you think it's grown over the time you've been involved with it? Is it a good scene?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially coming from Queensland at the time. I mean, Queensland's actually done really well. I've been here for 6 years now. And over the last 6 years, I've seen Queensland grow a whole heap. Obviously, Melbourne, I guess, because I've been within it, I think that it's grown a whole heap. But maybe this is just how cool Melbourne is and it's only taken me this long to figure it out. I'm not sure. But I think the best thing about Melbourne is that there's you know, different entry points at whatever level you're at. You know, there's a venue for everyone, and I think that's really important, especially when you're starting out, you know, that you can just put on a show with no idea with what you're doing, and someone will be like, yeah, sure, we'll do a 50-50 door deal, and you're like, really? Okay, oh, great, well, let's try this then. And I think it gives a really good environment for people to try stuff out and get better at it over the years, so, yeah.
Yeah, you've come a long way since that point, however. I wouldn't describe you as someone who has no idea what they're doing. You're about to take to the stage for the your show at the Melbourne Fringe. Can you tell us about it and what you'll be doing for us at the Fringe?
Yeah, sure. I'm doing my solo cabaret show called Badass. This is my third solo cabaret, we're doing it at Chapel Off Chapel. This is my first show that I've presented in Melbourne that I actually have a live band with me, a three-piece band, which is exciting. And this show is all about basically all the things that we do in our everyday lives to make us feel more strong, powerful, and generally badass. And in my case, despite the fact that I suffer from anxiety, that I can still get through the day doing those everyday little badass things that make me stronger and more powerful and able to cope with life.
So has being part of the cabaret industry something that's definitely helped you get over your anxiety?
Absolutely not.
Complete opposite of what I thought.
It's funny. I've said this. I started a podcast with my very dear friend, Miss Betty Bombshell, and it's called Friends with Benefits. And the whole point of the show is that we want to get a whole bunch of performers on and basically talk about, you know, obviously all the things that you learn from being in the industry for a while and all your showgirl tips and secrets, but also about mental health, because I think mental health in the arts industry is something that's really obviously spoken about, but something that people don't assume that someone who's, you know, this like award-winning cabaret performer or an amazing burlesque performer or whatever actually struggles with. And we thought, yeah, well, both of us are in quite good positions in our careers, and you know, we still have all of these, you know, mental issues and stuff, and that I think it's an important conversation to have. And it's not that I guess it's gotten worse. I think it's more that we spoke about last time is that the further along in your career you get, the more pressure you put on yourself and the more that is expected of you as well. And especially when you suffer from something like anxiety, those sorts of things as a pressure point are not great together all of the time. But in saying that, you get better at handling those things as well. So it's, yeah, it's all about a balance and making sure you have the right crew of people around you to, you know, have you back and look after you.
Yeah, look, I'd be fascinated to have a listen to your podcast, and I'm sure our listeners would as well. So just again, what was the title of that one?
It's called Friends with Benefits. It's actually not properly being released out to the world until later this month. At the moment, it's just available on our Patreon. But yeah, we're basically, because Betty went overseas for a month, so I was like, let's release it on Patreon first and then create this build-up. Anyway, it's fine.
That's all right. We're feeling so the hype in the studio now. We're excited.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, that's going to be then ongoing, and we're going to interview all different performers from, you know, drag to stand-up comedy, burlesque, cabaret, circus performers, and even just we thought it might be interesting to get, you know, the partners of those people in and how they cope with dealing with a creative artist as a partner, because we think, yeah, it's all encompassing and all really important.
Yeah, and that must be, it must be a unique challenge, being the partner of someone in that industry.
Yeah, 100%. My fiance is laying in bed next to me right now while I do a radio interview.
You know, say hi for us.
Hi, Cam.
Dear, well, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
No, pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No, that's okay. So, Melbourne Fringe, obviously an excellent event. Have you been involved previously over the years, and how do you feel about the whole Melbourne Fringe?
I have been involved over the years. It's something that I try and always get involved in, but usually I end up being in other people's shows. I don't tend to do my own shows in Melbourne Fringe, only because I do my own shows in Melbourne all year round. So I kind of try and help other people out and be involved. But this year, Chapel made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. So I was like, okay, well, let's go and do that. Also, because the first day of Melbourne Fringe this year, which is today, which is Are You OK Day, and Are You OK Day is basically a charity that creates awareness for mental health, and it's also a suicide prevention charity. And basically the whole point of Are You OK Day is just to ask people, are you okay, and actually take some time to listen and look out for each other. And I thought, well, that's kind of really beautiful with the messages that is also in my show, and having the two coincide at the same time, I thought would be a really lovely thing to do. So we're raising some money for that over the next 3 nights of my show and taking donations for the charity as well.
Yeah, and look, it is a really serious issue, mental health in society all round. So it's fantastic that you're taking on an issue like this. For the sake of our listeners, if any of these topics we've discussed have caused you any concern, make sure to give Beyond Blue a call on 1300 22 4636 or Lifeline on 13 11 14. But yeah, it's amazing that you're talking about these subjects honestly, and you know, that I suspect that'll be really valuable for a lot of people. So well done on that front.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's already been, you know, so far when I have performed the show, I've had some like really incredible stories and people reach out afterwards. And as much as it sounds like, you know, I'm talking about it in a really serious way, the whole point of the show is actually really rewarding everyone that does, you know, either suffer from a mental illness or looks after someone that suffers from a mental illness, that, hey, we are all actually badasses. And if we can get through our day and make it through to the end, then that's pretty awesome. So
that is such a great message. So for all our listeners who are no doubt keen to check out your show now, can you tell us a little bit more about it again? So it'll be on tonight, is that right?
Yeah, it opens tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's at Chapel of Chapel, which is just in Paran, and that'll be tonight and tomorrow night at 7, and then on Saturday night it's at 9 o'clock, and then afterwards we can all go to the Fringe Club and have a really great time. So.
Gee, sounds like a really good night. No, sounds brilliant. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Tash York. We really appreciate it. We'll let you get back to sleep, I guess, if you're still lying in bed.
No, I'm going to try and convince Kev to make me breakfast.
I reckon you should, given that you've got a big performance tonight and it sounds like a fantastic one as well. So thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tash.
You're listening to Get Serial on Sin with James, Trisha and Brendan. We're going to play 1955 now by the Hilltop Hoods. Enjoy.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.